Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
In the heat. I'm bringing my lube, butt plug, vibrators, whatever little toys I want to play with for this session. And so it's almost like when I get that backpack out, like I know, I know what's going to happen. And I get this Pavlovian response, but I love that feeling. It's, you know, it's so exciting when you just like, you know, like, oh yes, I'm on my way to get laid. Who doesn't love that? I'm giddy about it. I'm going to love every dirty little filthy second of it. When I take sex pictures and when I take video, I want to see that. Like, that's my favorite part, the in and the out. We don't look or we think maybe, oh, that makes us slutty or dirty. I don't know. But trust me, I have gone past slutty and dirty and I'm damn proud of it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Well, I hope everybody had a lovely weekend, a nice Easter weekend, or whatever you celebrate, maybe just a nice weekend. I hope it was lovely either way. I know I had a good one. It was very relaxing, not too much commotion, not too much actually to do since my family, most of my friends and all of my family are back in California. I kind of actually like having not a whole lot to do or be obligated to over the holidays, I have to admit. So it was nice. Nice thunderstorms, got a lot of rain. It was just kind of a real good, cozy, get a lot of stuff done kind of day. Did have some lobster though. I usually have lobster on holidays. So that's kind of my thing. And then here I am doing a podcast for you guys. All right. Well, I want to jump in with an email here. I got a good one. It's a short one from M. And he says, hello, I'm a 28-year-old guy from Croatia and I'm interested in living the life to the fullest. Do you have Telegram so we can chat about sex and what turns you on? Best regards. Well, no, I don't have Telegram. In fact, I don't even think I know what Telegram is. So I'll have to like get online and look that up really fast after this. But I don't do a lot of just one-on-one chatting and things like that. The one thing I do though, is I'll tell you the best way, if you want to chat with me back and forth, just have a private little quick conversation, best thing to do is leave me a voicemail. Go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, click on the pink tab, and you can leave me up to 5-minute message. And then we can kind of talk about whatever you want. I do ask though that it's not too nasty. I don't want to hear any sort of jacking off or anything like that. That's not my thing, or I'm not probably going to sit and give you any masturbation voicemails or anything like that. Again, that's not my thing either. They have, you can probably jump on over to OnlyFans, or I'm sure there's women, plenty of women that are happy just to do it for free because they think it's fun. And again, nothing against that. I just don't have time for it. I reserve that for the guys that I'm seeing. Okay. But I would encourage you, if you want to just chat back and forth, I would love to do so. You can go and leave me a voicemail. By the way, guys, did you hear my ads that I have now running? I've got put out some different ads, and actually they're just messages for you guys, the listener. And I'm really just kind of getting everybody ready for the sex bucket list tutorial launch, which is very, very, very soon. I'm putting the finishing touches on that. That'll be done. And I wanted to make sure that if you want to be notified of that straight away before anyone else, when I first launch it, you'll need to just sign up for my, get on my mailing list. Believe me, you are in no threat of being spammed or over emailed to on my mailing list. In fact, everybody that's been on it for the past 6 years, I've probably only ever sent out maybe 5 emails. I'm not joking. This is sad. I know, sad, but true. I'm outing myself on that fact. So I underutilize that, but I'm going to try to be better about it. But if you want to know as soon as the tutorial launches, just get on my mailing list. And again, don't worry. The first email you'll probably ever get from me otherwise saying thank you for signing up is notification that the Sex Bucket List tutorial is live. Okay. So just go to the website. It's right there on the homepage. It'll tell you, you know, sign up for the mailing list, exclusive content, boom, jump on there and you'll be notified. The other thing I've put the word out for, guys, is
that my private podcast is quickly going to be released not long after the Sex Bucket List tutorial. And I would love your input. And maybe M, this is one for you. What would you like to hear me talk about? If I have a private podcast, you know, a place where I can be just a little more raunchy, a little more personal. I have lots to talk about and really no shortage of stuff. But since this is going to be a private podcast that's behind a paywall, just want to know, you know, what would you guys be interested in hearing? Please give me your suggestions. You can leave me a voicemail. Like I said, again, the website, curiousgirldiaries.com, pink tab on the right-hand side. Give me, lay down all your ideas, or you can email me curiousgirl@curiousgirldiaries.com. I just want your input. I would love it. I'm doing the private pod for everybody. It's going to be ad-free, won't be edited. It's just going to be very raw, me and you and some good content. Okay. Now, what do you guys think about watching porn during sex? It's been something first of all, I love it. It's hot. I haven't done it in a while. And when I got together with Goldie the other day, he said, "Do you want to watch some porn?" I was like, "Hell yeah, why not?" I mean, I'm already ready, excited. It's kind of like, it's like a Pavlovian response. I'm like Pavlov's dog. You know, when I leave the house and I have this black Lululemon backpack that I take and I'm packing the heat. I'm bringing my lube, butt plug, vibrators, whatever little toys I want to play with for this session. And so it's almost like when I get that backpack out, like I know, I know what's going to happen. And I get this Pavlovian response where I start getting wet and excited. My clit's getting some blood flow. I'm throbbing. It's very fun. It's a very fun drive over there. Although sometimes it seems to take longer than I want it to because I'm looking forward to it. But I love that feeling. It's, you know, it's so exciting when you just like, you know, like, oh yes, I'm on my way to get laid. Who doesn't love that? So I get that backpack out, get all my sex stuff. I'm ready to go. So it was a really nice surprise when Goldie said, "Hey, do you want to watch some porn while we're doing it?" And I was just like, yes, yes, please. And because of that, we were out on the couch in the living room. You know, we're upstairs. Windows don't have coverings on them. I always wonder about his neighbor in the flat below. I've asked him before. I'm like, is that person home during the day? Can they hear us? Because, you know, some people still work at home. And yeah, I think they definitely hear me. I know they definitely hear me because I am not quiet. I'm not one to be quiet. So I'm sure when they see my car roll up, they see me coming with my backpack, they're like, oh boy, here we go. I hope they enjoy it if they do get to listen. I mean, I hope it's interesting. So we bust out the porn and we go right to a threesome. It's a guy-girl threesome though. And I was really hoping for no. Oh, hold on. I take that back. No, it was the male, female. And I really, you know, am excited about that. And since Goldie's working on making that happen, I'm more excited than ever. You know what? I think that's what I really needed. I needed a partner to just say, let me do the heavy lifting. I will get this done for you. Let me make it happen. So it's so nice that I don't have to be the one to sort of screen these guys, and he's the one that gets to tell him the rules. Like, these are the rules. These are the ground rules. And I feel good about that. Like, I don't need to put one more thing on my plate. So I think this might be possibly part of the reason why my threesomes haven't happened yet, is because I really need my partner to make that happen. I'm confident that Goldie's going to make that happen, guys. And you're going to get the benefit of it because I'm going to be talking about that one for a long time. Plus, I think it's going to lead to many, many, many more. I feel like once I get over the hump, once I cross that bridge, look out. I think I'm going to be opening up a whole new world for me, like a whole nother year's worth of content right there, just on that alone. So we're watching the porn and it's two guys and a girl. It's super hot, although they were Australian. Nothing against the Australians. No, I love you Australians. But it was kind of funny. It was a little humorous to hear it in the accent. You know, it was like, I think that's probably the first time I've watched porn with an accent. So we're watching that and he starts going down on me. And he is so good at eating my pussy. Oh my gosh, guys. Like, he knows exactly what to do. I love it when you just get familiar with someone and they know your body and they know what to do. And that's why one night one-offs and one night stands. I mean, I don't know, guys. They're just not that fun. I know some people are kind of relegated to that because of their circumstances, but I'm just not into that. It's not like I've never had them, and it's not like it doesn't happen. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes you don't want to go back. It's just the chemistry is bad when you finally get to the bedroom. But in this case, the chemistry between Goldie and I is not bad. It is excellent, actually. And his pussy eating skills, oh my gosh, he would make Eric Everhart proud. He swear to God, he follows the whole thing. He does the whole thing right. Doesn't get lockjaw. He gets down there, right amount of suction, uses the fingers, and then got the two fingers in you. And then the two fingers on either side of like your pubic bone, that pressure and that pounding that you feel while your clit's being sucked exquisitely and your G-spot's being rubbed at the same time. And then pressure on the outside of the pubic bone. Oh my God, it's so fucking good. I don't even know what to say. It's really, really good. And he's got it down and he loves to do it. He fucking loves to do it. He loves the way I smell. He loves the way I taste. I mean, that turns me on, like knowing how into it he is. This is why I totally understand why men love a woman who's into giving a blowjob. I get it, guys, because ladies, if you're not giving head with just like it's the best thing since sliced bread, you got to rethink it. Like get in that right frame of mind. Adjust your attitude. You might need an attitude adjustment because nobody wants you to, I don't know if this is the right word, obligatorily give them oral sex. It's not fun. It's not fun to receive it. It doesn't, you know, you're kind of like, you're looking down going, he's not that into it. And then it sets you in the wrong state of mind. So guys, if they're getting a bad blowjob, I could understand why, or I would think anyway, if the sex isn't going to be that great moving forward. Like what's the next thing? You're already put off a little bit. And I would be too. If a guy wasn't totally into eating my pussy like it was manna from heaven, then... then I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like, if someone's just trying to hurry it along so they can get to the main event, I don't know. It just doesn't resonate right. It just doesn't resonate right, guys. So I know you all know what I'm talking about. Hopefully you're not the recipient of that. If you are, talk to your partner about it. Anyway, back to Goldie and I. So he's going down eating my pussy and I'm just... oh my God, I get to like watch, I get to have my eyeballs have this visual stimulation. I mean, I'm on the couch, he's down on the floor, and I love that, like where I'm sitting up and I just get to kind of I'm putting my leg over his shoulders. I have one foot on the floor, my right leg's like over his shoulders. And then I get to look down and watch him. And then I get to glance up and watch this male, female, male threesome going on. And she's sucking, you know, like this woman's sucking this guy's dick. The other guy's fucking her from behind. And I'm just thinking like, that's going to be me someday. And I can't wait. Oh my God. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to have two guys just fuck the shit out of me. I mean, this is so exciting to me. I don't know. I'm giddy. I'm giddy about it. I'm going to love every dirty little filthy second of it. So after I've had a few orgasms from the oral sex, I'm finally ready for penetration. I've got my butt plug in. By the way, the butt plug lately, it's been hard to get in. You know what it is? I'll tell you, it's lack of anal sex. I think it's lack of anal sex. This, I will say though, this plug is the biggest one that I do have. And it is a little challenging because it's the biggest one that I have. Don't lose your minds over the size, guys, because that doesn't mean it's that big. It just means that it's the biggest one I have. There are definitely bigger butt plugs out there. And the circumference of it is definitely smaller than, you know, a decent sized cock. The circumference of it's smaller than Goldie's cock. So it's just... I haven't had enough anal sex and I'm trying to think when the last time I actually had anal sex. Oh my word. It's been a long time. Shit. Well, let me think about this. It's over a year for sure. And if I go past that, how long has it been? Ooh. Okay. Oh my God. I think it's been a couple of years since I've had oral sex. Since I've had anal sex. No kidding. Wow. All right. Well, I need to put that on the list. Goldie, get back there, buddy, and go to Pound Town. Or should I save that for my threesome? Okay. I think I'm going to save it for the threesome. Yeah. I think I'm going to save it for the threesome. I'm going to leave my butt sort of quasi-virginized, and then we'll see who gets to do the anal fucking. Who gets to repop my anal cherry? I don't know. Anyway, okay. So finally, he's going down on me. I've had a couple orgasms, and then I'm watching the porn. I'm getting super stimulated, super turned on. I'm ready for that dick. So we start with that. And no joke, I mean, I don't even think it's 2 minutes into him being inside me and I'm coming already again. I have been so orgasmic. It's crazy. And I'm telling you guys, it's because of my March Masturbation Madness Month. I swear that reset my clock. I swear all the different ways I did it, all of the varying methods, the light touch, the fantasizing. I swear I think that reset my clock. Or I just, you know, I've unblocked some meridians or some sexual chi or something. I don't know if I believe in that shit. I don't know. My chakras. Now, if you guys know this, I'm a yogi. The one thing that I've never been able to get down with, though, yogis can get out there. I'm more of the conservative yogi and on the conservative side. And some of this stuff is just like, I can't get down with it. And I don't know how I feel about all these, the concept of meridians and chakras and energy work and all that. I just don't know. I don't know where I stand on that. But that being said, if I had to guess and describe in some way a language that would be understandable by most people listening, it feels like my meridians or my chakras or my chi or my energy, whatever you want to call it, is like, there's no blockage. Like, I didn't know there was blockage, mind you, but something is flowing a hell of a lot more after my March Masturbation Madness Month. Hands down, it is golden. Like, I don't know what's going on. It just, I mean, I literally, I'm having them so quickly, back to back, very little refractory. And the kind where I'm like, I can't hold them back. Like, I just get into this zone, this like shaking, you know, like crazy. And I can't believe they're happening so fast. It's awesome. It really is awesome. I'm telling you guys, to do the masturbation challenge. 30 days. You don't have to do it in March. Listen to my March masturbation episodes and reset that chi. Reset it, people, because it works. I'm telling you, it works. I don't know. I think we get in these habits. I think we get stuck. I think that's why you need to stay creative and try different things. And if you think about your life as this whole big long experience, think about your sexual life as a life of its own that needs to have its whole separate experience that should constantly be changing and growing and expanding and sometimes contracting when you need it to, you know, where you back off and you're active. And it really should run parallel, synonymous, but also separate from your own personal life. It should be something that's prioritized and some where there's some conscious thought effort around. If not, you're going to have boring sex for the rest of your life. And that is a damn shame, people, because it is so good when you just put a little work into it. And I'm just out here just discovering all this stuff too. Listen, I am Forrest Gumping my way through this sexploration, whatever you want to call it. I'm just happy to share it. So we're on the couch and I'm just loving him on top. I love a man on top of me. I love to look up. I love to see shoulders. I love looking down and seeing those rock hard abs leading right down to that shaft going in and out of me. It's one of the things I love to look at. Like when I take sex pictures and when I take video, I want to see that. Like that's my favorite part, the in and the out. When I watch porn, when I finally discovered like double penetration, this was long, long time ago, years ago, right? When I started watching porn with double penetration, I wanted to see the shot. I wanted to watch those two dicks going in and out of a woman. And I got hooked on it. Like visually, it's so freaking hot to me. And I love the way like my pussy grips a dick. I love watching that, like the way it surrounds it and how wet I am and seeing how wet and slick his penis is as it's going in and out. I know I'm a sicko, but I just can't help it. Like I love this stuff. It's such a turn on. And I think women are just as visual as men. I gotta tell you, I think we are just as visual. We just don't allow ourselves the opportunities to go there because we're so I think, much more self-conscious. Like, I don't think a lot of women want to look at it. We like the feeling of it, but then when you have to tap into that voyeuristic, animalistic side, like watching, having that other person or having your partner know that you like watching it, that you like seeing it just as much as they do. Maybe we're a little shy about that. I don't know. Maybe as women, we just don't want men to know that. And so therefore we don't look, or we think maybe, oh, that makes us slutty or dirty. I don't know. But trust me, I have gone past slutty and dirty and I'm damn proud of it. And I love it. I just love to watch. So the fun part is here I am. I have my eyeballs are getting all the stimulation and I'm looking over his shoulder and I can still see the porn. I got a lot of stimulation, I got to say. And I think if I'm remembering correctly, I might be wrong about this, but the last time that really sticks out in my head that I was watching porn while I was having sex was with D. So that was probably in year 2 or 3. And we put on some porn and I was just riding him and he has a really big one and that was hot. But I think that was the last time I did that. I don't know why. I've just really been using the porn when I'm masturbating by myself. I just haven't indulged in it with a partner in a long time. I'm glad we did. I'm like, good on you, Goldie. That was so much fun. I mean, So I don't know. I say women, you need to look down and watch what's going on because that, like when you feel it and see it at the same time, ooh, double whammy. You know what else I just loved? As Goldie's fucking me, I'm watching. I like watching him. I'm watching his expressions. I love that moment where I can tell he's like having to hold himself back because he wants to come. And so he kind of like varies it up or changes it up. And I can tell when he's getting close and then he has to stop. I love that I drive a man crazy. I love that my golden fucking pussy makes a man go crazy and just that he has to hold himself back. That is so freaking hot. And watching it and watching his facial expressions. I love a man that's expressive during sex. A lot of guys are quiet. I find this very interesting. A lot of guys are quiet and they're quiet when they come. But I love a man. Men, you say you love women that can just let go and be free in the bedroom. Well, I'm just want to put the word out there. Guys, you need to do the same too. Because some of you are damn quiet. You're like a fucking sniper in the bedroom. You're so quiet. Like, is somebody going to sneak up and shoot me? I mean, like, you're so quiet. Get expressive. Let yourself go. And that turns a woman on, knowing that you are, that her pussy feels good. You know, tell us that. Like, talk to us. Just tell us how, like, filthy and dirty and great we feel and how you love, you know, how wet we are, how tight we are. And pinch our nipples and bite our necks and kiss us and, you know, get into it. Like, really, guys, you got to let yourself go too. I feel like lately I've been very, very in the moment. And maybe it's, again, like I said, maybe it's the fact that I'm just super, super orgasmic and hypersensitive lately. And I don't know what's causing it. I wish I knew. But the only thing I can point to is the March Masturbation Madness Month. Because after that, I just was like, reset. It like reset me. I have been enjoying it. And then when you build up towards the end with someone, and I've had like, I don't know, how many orgasms did I have? I don't know. I mean, 6, maybe 7. And I'm coming on his cock and he's just getting more and more excited. And I know, I can see by his expressiveness, his facial expressions, the way his stomach's tightening. And I love to just like reach down and like, I love touching a man's stomach while I'm having sex, like just like scratching it and clawing into him and grabbing his biceps and his shoulders and that stuff is so hot to me. I mean, you gotta just let yourself go. You really, really gotta let yourself go because it feels so good. Let your body express that. Let your vocalize that. Make the grunts and the groans and sweat. Ugh. I usually sweat during sex. Like if I'm not sweating, if someone's not sweating, if we're both not sweating, like then we're being lazy. Like something's not right. Something's off. Like it should just be, I love I'm fully engaged. I'm fully present, that animalistic reaction. And because it's so exciting and it feels so good and every like stroke and having this man inside me just does it for me. I have to naturally ride that wave. I have to go with it and everything that comes with that, the naughty shit that I'm saying, the just sopping wetness that my body is producing and all the orgasms and the way I shake and twist and my hips convulse and just my legs are shaking. Everything is so, I can't imagine trying to hold that back. It's like trying to hold in a sneeze. There we go. That's what it would be like for me. Like if I couldn't just be totally in the moment and taking in all that stimulation, watching him, looking at him fucking me, watching his muscles and face and expressiveness and hearing him vocalize and everything. I mean, I would not be an active participant if I wasn't fully letting go. And I think everybody, I'm not even going to say women. I mean, guys, you need to practice fully letting go too, because I think there's more in there. I think there's a lot more in there. Let it out. Let it happen. Let it go. I think a lot of times when men say like, oh, I can't like a certain way, I can't orgasm a certain way. And or if a girl's giving me head or if I'm not in this position or that position, listen, I get it. And women, we have this too. I get it. But one of the things that I did when I was doing that masturbating in March was I was practicing with just kind of awkward positions and touch that wasn't my normal go-to and things where I really had to ride that wave and go with it and get into it and really engage it instead of just being like, okay, nope, I'm going to my go-to. This is how I like it. It has to be this way. I'm always using this toy or touching my clit this way or having fingers in me, whatever it is, all those little patterns and things that you feel like, okay, let me get this, and now I'm ready for sex. You know what? Your body is ready for sex. You are ready for sex. Let it happen and let whatever happens in that moment and in that incident come out and not be so bunged up about it. I would say, again, I think women, we are more stuck with it, with holding back than men. But I definitely think that as I've gone on and throughout this whole Curious Girl Diaries podcast and exploring and all that, I've definitely seen it in men too. So I think we can all do better. Let's all strive to do better. Make our sex better. Just make it mind-blowing. Like it can be, it should be. It's really designed to be that way. That is how our bodies are designed for amazing pleasure, mind-blowing sex. Let it happen. Stop holding back. Go with it. When you're totally engaged, you're not thinking about anything else. You're not thinking about where you got to be next. You're not thinking about what the groceries you got to buy. You're not thinking about, you know, you're not thinking about if you skipped some workouts last week, what you ate yesterday, nothing. You're not thinking about whether the lights are on or off. You're not thinking about, does my butt look fat? Is everything looking perfect? Am I nice and tight? No, like none of that. And I bet a lot of people have not been actually ever fully, fully present in their sex acts. So I want to challenge everybody to do that, because it makes a huge difference. And it's just something I'm getting better and better and better at. And I'm fine-tuning it and I'm fine-tuning it. And oh my God, it's so much fun. Trust me, guys, you got to do it. It's the best. It's the best. So anyway, well, finally, to wrap up, of course, Goldie had a nice big orgasm. And I just love that. Like that to me, do male orgasms excite you? They fucking excite me. Like when I make a man come, it's just as good as me coming. Now, granted, I've already come several times, so I'm, yes, I'm good and happy, but it just like, it feels amazing to know I just did that. Like we just did that. I made that happen with you right now because this sex is so fucking hot. We could like peel paint off the walls. And I love watching it. Like I love watching a man that I'm into get off and knowing that I've pleased him. It's such an aphrodisiac. It's such a turn on. And being a good lover to me is such a turn on. Like I did, that's just what like one of the things I strive to do and be. I want to be a good lover to my partner or partners. It's important. You know, when someone's having sex with Layla, I want it to be like, this is an experience. It's a full on experience. I'm engaged. There's eye contact. There's passion. There has to be passion. Like, oh my God. People that just have average sex, I don't understand it. I'm just going to say it. I don't understand it. Like, why are we living our lives to have average sex? It's like having a Ferrari that you only go 30 miles an hour in for the rest of your life. Our bodies are so wired for amazing pleasure. Do not go 30 miles an hour. Step on the fucking gas. Go as fast as you can. Like, literally, blow your mind. It's amazing. Get engaged. Be there. Be present. Reset yourself. I don't know. Like this, I'm just throwing all my last little tidbits, my words of wisdom, everything that I've learned like so far that over these years, it's just, life is, you know that saying, life is too short for shitty sex? Or I say life is too short for mediocre sex, average sex, not having amazing great sex with your partner or partners, just having obligatory sex. I think about all the ways that sex gets downplayed and minimized and denied and swept under the rug and just turns into something mediocre, like brushing your teeth, you know, like, oh, okay, well, I just do this every day or whatever. Or, oh, okay, I just do this once a week or once a month. I mean, oh, no. We cannot put sex in that category, people. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for today. I'm going to wrap up. Everybody, I hope you're staying happy, staying healthy, staying safe, staying sexy, having lots of orgasms. If you aren't, please do everything you can. Stop immediately. Correct that situation. All right? Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.